HBO Ballers, a new reality show in the works, and the latest trends. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live's Next.
Hey, JR, nigga. Ain't it a blessing?
Okay. You
made a lot of lists. Bro, did
you plug me, act like you can't hear me.
Okay.
See, Raylan, is it a blessing?
Maybe the Carson.
I don't want to have it.
After the pre-trial.
Okay.
Yes, I slap dog. Yes, I slap loud. Yes, I slap a pussy nigga if he act out.
Not what you saying, it is a blessing. You know what? It's okay. We're going to try this again. But you know what? This is BHL Next. I am your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And my lovely co-host with me.
Hey, guys. I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And we have a special guest for you guys. I'll have Chris introduce his social media.
Yeah, let the world know where they can find you.
Indeed. My name is Chris D. Lofton, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lambo Loft, L-O-F-T, Lambo Loft.
Lambo.
Okay, now, Chris, we couldn't get the T Grizzly on.
No, it's all good. I seen the visual, though, so it still had the same, it gave me the same
so
energy.
You feeling it?
Yeah, it don't even matter.
So
don't even
let's
matter
talk about HBO Ballers.
Okay.
It's coming back in a few weeks. Yeah. I know you're excited for it. So
crazy
what can
excited.
You tell us about this season?
This season, because see, I was an avid fan of Ballers before I actually got on the show, and mm-hmm. I think that makes it a little bit more sweeter when you're on the show if you were watching it prior to being on it.
Definitely.
So I feel like this season, from going from watching it to actually being a part of it, I can actually say and mean it that it's going to be a lot better. And I'm not saying it because I'm on it, because, like, really, my biggest thing when I got the job was, yo, I can't mess up one of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told myself. I was
That's
like,
what I was going to ask you. So you were a fan of the show before you
yeah,
signed on.
I was a fan of the show. So I told myself, I was like, look, if you mess up one of your favorite shows, like, it's not going to be because of me. Like, it's like, that was my biggest thing. So I think it's going to be way better than any other season. They go more in depth.
Uh-huh.
They take it there. They kind of like, you know, there was maybe some things that might have been missing the first couple
mm-hmm.
seasons, you know, like
mm-hmm.
some pieces and stuff like that. And I think they found the niche. They found what they needed to do, and they bringing it like they're going bigger. They're going like ballers. Like they really, they
like
bringing
ballers.
It. Yeah, they bringing it.
So then
it.
Tell us what it's like working with The Rock, or like, are there any cool moments that you shared with him?
I actually did, because he's so in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And The Rock is like, he's there and he's not there, and he's mm-hmm. like going to film a movie, going to film another movie, and coming
okay.
back. Like, so he was just so, he was so in and out. So I actually got to sit down with him for like maybe a hot 5 minutes and sit down and talk to him. And I told him this story because it's actually funny, and he tweeted me about it, and it was hilarious. When I was about 17,
mm-hmm.
16, 17,
mm-hmm.
there was a movie called Gridiron Gang that I was
supposed I love Gridiron
yeah,
Gang.
I was supposed to be in Gridiron Gang. I was supposed to be Willie Weathers, one of the running back in Gridiron Gang.
Okay.
I was living in Chicago, came to L.A., was testing for, did the mm-hmm. football camp. I was at the, you know, the jail with The Rock, and we were going over our lines, rehearsing, doing all that.
Uh-huh.
And some stuff happened where they basically, you know, they wanted me to take the GED test and not be in high school anymore so
yeah.
I could actually work as an adult throughout the term.
Wow.
My mom wouldn't do it. My mom was like, I'm not signing that. You
yeah.
are getting a diploma. You're not getting a GED. That's not happening. Nope. Sorry. You'll do another movie one day.
Yeah.
I promise you, son, you're going to work with The Rock again. Watch what I tell you. God got it planned for you. You know how
mama
do.
Mama knew.
And, you know, I'm 17. I ain't trying to hear that. I'm like, what? You're not going to sign this paper? Like, I'm like, really? Sign the paper. She just wouldn't do it. And she wouldn't do it. So I sat there. I told The Rock that. I was like, man, I don't know if you remember, but about 10 years ago, I sat down with you in the jail cell on that bed and did those scenes. He was like, Chris.
Yeah.
He was like,
oh,
Chris, it is.
So he remembered.
And he was like, yo, he was like, mama knows best, don't she? He was like,
yeah,
I said, my mom said I was going to work with you again. I was like, you know, at 17, you're not trying to hear that. You just like, mom, I'm not talking to you for a long, very long time. You know?
Held a little bit of a grudge, but it worked out.
A lot of bit of a grudge for a little while, but it worked out.
So, in case people need to catch up or don't know what's to come on this season of HBO Ballers, we do have a clip, so let's see what's going to happen this
Uh-oh.
Season. Yes.
I want to see.
Contrary to popular belief, football ain't fantasy.
Watch out.
almost reality.
Our sound might not be working today. A little technical difficulty there. You know what? We're going to pause on it. Oh, wait. There we go. Look at God. Look at God.
Oh, yeah. So this is the next step in your global domination. We feeling that adrenaline.
It's in our blood. We gon' get it in. There's only one way to take a team to Vegas, and that's big.
My riches are opening their checkbooks as we speak.
I am the city of Las Vegas, and the only opinion I like is my own.
Who else are you going to trust to push football in Vegas? You feel me?
I mean, I feel you. What do you mean? Do I understand? Yeah, I understand.
This Vegas deal makes us legit.
You're working fast, just like our first date.
That was the best 97 seconds of your life.
Imagine a gourmet food court and craft cocktail bars.
Wow!
Starting to really hate that guy.
You're better when you're feisty. Let's go.
Spencer, this deal is far bigger than you.
Who wants what's easy to get?
There he is. Vintage Spencer Strassman.
Just gave me chills, Joe.
Some of us believe that we could do anything. They try to stop me, they can't
hold me back. Let's do this. You think it's a game?
You think it's a game? I'm excited for this season.
It's lit.
It looks lit. I was going to say, like, tell us about your character, Kisan.
Yeah, I play Kisan Teague. I play running back. I don't think I can disclose for what team. I play running back for an NFL organization. I'll just say that. And he is the wild card, you know, if you will. Like, if you're familiar with the show, like, he's more of like the... You know, that wild card, Ricky Jarrett type flair, you know, he's bringing that. Because, you know, Ricky last season, if you were watching, he kind of calmed down. Uh-huh. He kind of calmed down trying to figure out his life, get his girl and his relationship. And just he was trying to just be normal and just chill out. No more fun house and all that. Like, but I feel like my character is like, oh, okay, well, now, I'm the bad boy that's kind of still... I play a dude from the hood of Miami, from Overtown, Miami, like the projects of Miami. Okay. And I'm still, I have those linger ons who are like friends that I probably shouldn't be around at this capacity in my life, but I bring them with me anyway. You know, it's kind of that.
That entourage that is not really a good entourage to have.
Yeah, they get me in a lot of trouble.
Your character now, do you feel like there has been some similarities in your personal life to, do you think you relate to your character
on a
personal level?
Definitely.
Yeah. How so?
Because at some point, my mom always used to tell me, everybody can't go everywhere with you. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that the hard way. I learned that the hard way, and I think being out here in L.A. now, leaving, I've been here, it'd be 2 years and maybe 2 weeks, it'd be 2 years. Coming from Chicago to here, I had to really learn that the hard way, that everybody can't come with you. And it's not a bad thing, it's not a diss, it's not, you know, you got to love some people from a distance. That's really all it is. So I feel like Kisan really does have a lot of me in him, like that... Almost, no pun intended, with LeBron's show, that survivor's remorse. That's kind of what Kisan feels. He feels that survivor's remorse, the remorse of all my friends are still here, but I'm here. So it's like, it's kind of like, I have to do this, you know? And that's how I felt
in real life.
In real life for a long time. So I think we do have some similarities and differences. I don't think I'm as wild as Kisan anymore.
anymore.
I used to turn up. I'm not gonna lie. I've gotten a lot better, to say the least. I've grew up a little bit, if you will. But nah, seriously, I figured out what was important and just started focusing more.
Yeah.
You know, and it worked out.
I know. Look, you're on Ballers.
Right.
What about your experience with football? Have you played growing up, or were you just like
athletically
gifted? Like, I can just play. So I'm like, quarterback, cool.
It's funny because I am kind of that guy. I'm that odd guy that nobody ever sees like working out, or because I don't do any of that.
Naturally fit. Just naturally,
I just got this kind of country strength, just like that. You know how it's like, you know, that country boy strength. Where it's like, I ain't never seen you lift a weight, run or jog or do a sit
up. That's crazy.
I don't do any of that. I don't eat all the vegetables and the juicing. I don't do none of that. I eat greasy fried foods. I eat chips. I eat all of that. But football, I did play it, but I was that guy who was like, how can you do this? And I never see you.
Yeah.
You never seen you actually play before.
Yeah, I'll just get up from off the couch and kick a field goal. I got a post like that on my Instagram. Like, people are like, were you a kicker in high school? I was like, nah, I just looked at the poles and I said, I could kick it through there. I think I could do that.
And that's, the poles. I think I could get it
through
there.
I think I could kick it through there. But I played football in high school, and I actually had a scholarship to college to play football and baseball, but I ended up turning down that scholarship to keep pursuing acting. Yeah. So it hasn't come back to bite me just yet, but I was actually a real football
player. Talk about that decision. I mean, if somebody is like kind of in the between of chasing their passions, whether it be if they want to go into acting or if they want to stay into athletics, like, talk about that decision and what drove you to make that decision.
Well, for me, and I don't even know how I was thinking this in depth at 17, but I honestly was. I told myself, I said, okay, look, sports or acting, and it kind of came down to this. I said, with sports, this is something for dudes who play sports or women, anybody who plays sports, you know, like, that's a decision that you pretty much made ever since you were a kid. Mm-hmm. Right. So you've put in so much time, parents have spent money, effort, everything. Yeah. And I just told myself, I was like, man, if I go out here and keep going for another 4 or 5 years playing football, playing baseball, what if I get hurt and then I can't, and then I don't make it to, like, to where I can actually make this a career? Or what if I do all of this for another 5 years and give up 20 years of my life for this and still don't make it there, and then I have to revert to find something else to do? I was like, I don't really like that. Don't seem too
stable.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. And acting's not stable either. Being in this business is definitely not stable. But to me, in my opinion, in my head, I was telling myself, I don't have to be Will Smith to never go punch a clock every day. Yeah. I can be somebody that you just walk past the street every day, don't even know who I am, but never have to go do something I don't want to do.
Right.
And to me, that was good enough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And once I told myself that, I was like, with football and baseball, especially baseball, that I was big on baseball, if you don't make it to the MLB, those dudes got regular jobs in the offseason. Like, if you just in rookie ball, single A, double A, they got to go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I was like, well, at least in acting, if I don't make it to Denzel Will Smith status,
you can still.
I can still be.
And be passionate about what you
do. Right, be passionate about what I do, love what I do, make decent enough money to not have to do anything else but that.
Yeah.
And just live my, and I'm content with that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I aspire for more.
Yeah.
But if that was to be the case, worst case scenario, I prefer that over spending 30, 40 years of my life with hoop dreams. You know, I didn't want to be that guy that was 32 still thinking I was going to make it to the NBA. I didn't want to be that guy. And I got a lot of friends like that. I just didn't want to be him. I'd rather be 30 and say, man, I'm just waiting on that big break with acting.
Right.
Yeah. And going on auditions. I'd rather be 30 and be like, man, I'm just waiting on that break. Because, you know, most male actors, we don't peak until our 30s anyway. Mm.
Well, speaking of baseball, your first acting career was in the movie Hardball. We do have a picture.
No.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. R.I.P. G. Baby.
That's crazy.
So tell me, what was that like, your first film working with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, that Hardball, honestly, I think to this day, maybe the most fun I've ever had.
You're kidding.
I think for obvious reasons, because I was a kid, like, honestly, they picked up kids from the street for that movie. Like, there was no Hollywood kids. There was only two people in that movie who had ever acted before. And that was Mike B. Jordan and a guy named Brian Hearn. He played Andre in the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody else, they just literally had an open call audition. Like, they were talking about something on the radio.
That's crazy.
It's something on the radio. I'm looking for young black boys that play baseball. And I told my mom, I'm like, well, I'm young, I'm black, and I play baseball, so...
So you heard about the audition first.
I heard about it on the radio, and then someone else from my mom's job, one of my mom's coworkers, had heard about it and was like, hey, I think you should take Chris down to da-da-da-da.
That's crazy.
And I never even wanted to be an actor or nothing like that. Me being oblivious to everything going on, I thought it was a damn traveling baseball team. I was like, it must be a pretty good team if they're talking about it on the radio.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
I want to be a part of it. That's so crazy. Mom, take me. And it was just an open call audition in an abandoned mall in Chicago, and maybe 600-700 kids showed up, and they picked five. And I was one of the five.
That's crazy. Are you still in contact with the people who are in this film with you?
A few of them. One of them actually is my roommate here in
LA
now.
You're
kidding. Yeah. One of them is actually my roommate out here. But the rest, I really don't really talk to too many of them. Like, here and there.
Yeah.
And we're all friends on social media.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's went on to, like, do other things. One of them's married. It's a crazy story behind that. Like, I don't want to expose too much about other people's lives, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's some, if there was to be a Hardball reunion, like, it's some tragedy in this photo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's some craziness behind all of this. Like, one of my homeboys, Brian,
mm-hmm.
the one right in the front with the glasses on, he played Ray.
Yeah.
Like, he's paralyzed right now. Like, it's just crazy, you know? Like, it's just crazy to, like, look at this and it's like, man, we were kids and, like, you know?
Have you ran into Keanu since the Hardball movie?
No. I don't think. That's crazy. Now that you mention that, I haven't. But Keanu was super cool, though.
Yeah?
He was super cool. He was, like, one of the coolest, like, celebs I think I've ever met.
That
was a dope experience. That was the best experience. I got to miss 3 months of school. I was in, like, sixth or seventh grade, and I got to miss, like, 3 months of school, and they were letting us live downtown in some hotel, so, like, that was the most fun for me. You know, I was a kid. I was, like, 12, 11,
it
12
definitely is one of, like, the classics when you think of movies, for sure.
And it's so crazy to even hear, when I hear people say that, it's weird.
How many times, or do you watch it, like, now, or when's the last time you've seen it?
Like, actually seen
like,
the movie?
Like, sat down and watched Hardball.
I don't know. Like, it generally happens. Like, sometimes I'll be scrolling through my TV and I'll randomly catch it on.
That's crazy.
And then I'll just turn the TV to it because it's just like, all right, let's check it. And then I turn. Like, but actually sat down and watched it, I'm not a big fan of watching myself on TV.
Really?
Which is weird. I'm not a big
fan of it. Well, I feel like they say Denzel's like that, too.
I don't like it. I don't want to see it.
You don't think that kind of, like, watching yourself, you know, act and go through different scenes, you don't think that that's a helpful training tool? On, like, seeing how you...
I would think so. I think it would behoove me to probably watch, and I do watch for sometimes, but like I'm not really a fan of it. Like if I was to like make music or something, I would much rather listen to myself do that 1,000 times than watch myself on TV 1,000 times. Like I'm too nitpicky. You know, I'm way too much of a, like, I'm my own worst enemy. Like, I'll sit there and be like,
I should have did this.
Did
or,
I really talk like that?
Yeah.
Is that how my voice sounds? Wait, why did I?
Yeah.
Y'all not see it? Y'all not? I can't do it. So I just, you know what? And if I do watch, I like to watch in the privacy, like, in my room, door closed, don't nobody come in here because I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just sit there like that. Like, I'm not... I do like those little watch parties sometimes, but that's for everybody else. I do that, and that don't even have nothing to do with me.
Right.
During those watch parties, I'm somewhere just sitting down, quiet, just on my phone, like...
they're going to be on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Thank y'all.
I could not. So where do you see your career going? You know, you've done Ballers, you've done Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to see your career go?
Man, I just want to see it continue to grow, you know, more and more every day. Because, like, honestly, I put a lot into this. Mm-hmm. And there is no, you know, no plan Bs. Plan B is to make plan A work. So, like, this is it. You know what I'm saying? So I just want my career to continue to grow, man. I want that series regular role is coming. And I honestly, I'm looking for the role for somebody to give me that dirty cop role. I'm waiting on it. I want to be an undercover.
You want to be Training Day?
I want that in too deep, you ain't no cop, J. Reed role.
Okay.
I want that role. I'm going to kill that role. Whoever give me that role.
So that's the role. So we're putting it out there. We always put everything in fruition.
Cop.
So, hey.
Put it out there.
Yeah, I'm putting it out there. Come on. I need Omar Epps to come on as an executive producer. I'll write the In Too Deep remake, and you can be... You can be the commanding officer this time in this.
Okay, Omar.
Let's do it, Omar.
We're saying it right here. You better hurry up and get on it.
Let's do it.
Before somebody else come and get it.
Let's do it.
Speaking speaking of casting, we're going to go on to our next segment, which is next in casting arena. What you got for
us?
Yes,
so while we're on the topic of ballers, there's a big baller that is hitting the stage, right? Is this a clip?
Yeah, uh-oh. This is a clip. Let's see it.
This is the ultimate big baller right here.
And we'll talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is LeVar Ball. That walk.
Trust and believe that. How did you decide on $495?
I figure that's what the shoe is worth.
You know what LA stands for, right?
What?
LeVar's awesome.
We talk about the GOAT here, the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. What? And you running your mouth talking about you're going to beat him one-on-one. Why would you say something so blasphemous?
He would need help.
Really? Oh, gosh.
One-on-one, I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Charles don't want to play me one-on-one. He better stick to eating them donuts and sitting behind that TNT thing.
Okay, so we'll be back.
Do you know that your first name means to wash? That LeVar in Spanish means to wash?
Wow, I thought it meant an African, the baddest brother alive.
Oh, has your son ever said to you, Dad?
No.
Chill.
No.
Never. No.
No, I don't have them type of kids.
I'm going to say whatever I want to say. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. UCLA lost this year. But check this out. We're going to win it next year because I'm going to take one ball and I'm going to bring you another one.
It's only two people better than me. And I'm both of them.
What is wrong with you?
Let my boys finish whooping your tail on the court while you paying attention to what I'm saying on the outside.
Donuts after this. I'm gonna take me a hell of a nap. I'm gonna invite you to the house.
I mean,
oh my God.
We can think. You guys, honestly, if you guys don't know who LeVar Ball is, he's probably the proudest father in the world.
In history.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of proud fathers out there, but not as out there. Speaking wise on what he does.
I was waiting for the reality show, to be honest, because he had too much personality for somebody not to pick this up.
So Facebook is actually their reality show is in the works. There isn't a date yet.
Right.
There's not a title, but Facebook is looking to produce this, which is, I thought it was really cool that Facebook is actually doing video content because they want to be one. They're competing with YouTube, so this is pretty cool for Facebook. Yeah. But I mean, that's for them to have the Ball family as a potential reality TV show, I think that's going to be hilarious because of LeVar himself.
Definitely.
Is just a character.
He's going to carry the show for sure.
And his three sons. I mean, Lonzo got drafted to Lakers. Go Lakers! And then we have LiAngelo coming into UCLA as a freshman next year, and then we have LaMelo, the youngest, at Chino Hills. All three of his boys are very talented, and then just this show, I don't know. I think this is just going to be... I'm going to watch it, too. I think this is just going to be so funny, and... I don't know. What are your thoughts on LeVar in general? Let's see what Chris got to say.
Yo, as a son, like my dad was never that crazy, but my pops and I had some moments too. So it's like, as the son, I can kind of feel like, I know his kids are probably like, yo, will you shut up? Like, but what are you going to do when he's funny? When everybody loves your dad, that's hard. Cause I come from that. Mm-hmm. My friends will call me sometimes to not even ask about me or how I'm doing. They'll be like, hey Chris, where your dad at? Where your dad, man? That's my dude. I love your dad. Uncle Willie. Everybody, my dad's name's Willie, so that's why if you see the hashtags on my page, Uncle Willie's son, I use that hashtag all the time.
Aww.
Like, so I think LeVar is honestly the truth. A lot of people don't like his methods, but it's working. And in 2017, like, if you're creating that buzz and you got what it takes to make people tune in,
hey,
I'm not mad at you, brother.
The entire brand is out there. I mean, they're making money. The shoes, as expensive as they are, they're selling.
Right.
So that's the one thing. And then, I mean, his apparel, I mean, it's funny how he really just is making it right now. And how they went from Chino Hills High School to, like, popping.
You can't get mad at him for that. Like, he's setting a precedent, like... It's kind of crazy that nobody has done this yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact of, no, we're going to come with our own brand. What's the point of, like...
Yeah.
Because I get it. Like, if you're banking on... it's basically like you're just taking a huge bet on yourself, though. And that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
That's the best thing to do.
I mean, if you're not going to advocate for yourself, who is, you know? So,
especially your son. He's like, who can brand my son better than me? And, like, I get that. I mean, I played college ball, too, so a lot of times, like, these... you're playing, you're not getting paid for what you're for your playing right. every time, you're bringing all these fans and this money. So I get where he's coming from.
Right.
I do think he's a little crazy by saying he can beat Michael Jordan and one-on-one with Charles Barkley. But, I mean,
hey, you
can't get mad
would beat Charles Barkley, though.
And his prime? In Charles Prime?
He said in his prime? Did he? I didn't know.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he said.
No, he said he could beat Michael Jordan in his prime. He told Charles Barkley to put them donuts down.
So he's just, yes. It's fun. I mean, he's just tripping. A character. You can't get, yeah. You have to just, like, laugh at him now.
No, definitely, for a fact. And he knows that.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those dudes where I feel like LeVar is very, very calculated, and there's a method to his madness.
Yeah.
And we're soon going to find that out. That's what I tell people a lot about me, like, there's a method to what I'm doing. Like, especially I tell my mom that a lot. Mama, okay. Like, she called me before this. Now, when you get on there now, don't be doing this now. Don't be.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah. Watch how you say this and this and that. I'm like, mom, it's a method to my madness. I got you, baby. I got you. Chill out.
Aww.
You know?
Okay, so for our next segment is Next or Null. That's when we talk about what is trending. So, I don't know. Have you listened to the new Jay-Z album?
Of course.
You have.
Yeah, we had a church session the day it dropped. We had a session. We all had devotion, sat down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So then that means you know about this whole money to the ear thing. The line is you're on the gram holding money to your ear.
Yeah, there's a
disconnect. We don't call that money over here. So
feel them.
Yeah, next. I mean, this is not really a next or not. It's kind of saying, like, are you still going to hold up the money to the ear, or are we following, you know,
I mean,
Father Jay?
I never have been a money to my ear holder, but then again, I've never been a dude with all that money to hold up to my ear. So who's to say? I don't feel like I can make that. I don't think I can really say that yet, because who knows? If I'm staring at $1 million in cash, who's to say I wouldn't be like this and take a picture? I probably would.
Yeah.
I probably would. It's easy for me to say no now.
And, you know, a few rappers have came out and spoke out against it. Lil Boosie talking about that, where he's from. I think, what is he from? St. Louis?
Lil Boosie's from Louisiana.
Yeah. He was saying that that's the culture. We got Future, who also put up a Snapchat with him holding up the money to his ear with the caption saying, You ain't got the juice like that.
I will definitely say this. I don't know, like, see, to certain people, like, see, maybe with Jay-Z, what I think people might need to look at, and I tell some of my friends this sometimes we do things because of the people that live vicariously through us.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same reason why if I go to schools and talk to kids, when I was back in Chicago, I would do that a lot.
Yeah.
I would go to schools and talk to these kids, and it's a big difference if you walk in a classroom full of 8th graders or 7th graders, and they're black too,
right,
and you're dressed in your suit and your tie. That's cool, but if I come in there with the new Jordans on, with this Gucci belt on, with this on, you're liable to listen to me more because I look more like you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So in certain situations, that holding money to your ear thing, there's somebody in a weird way that motivates more than you telling them about invest in art.
Right.
Even though that's great information.
Yeah.
But there's some people in that are living vicariously through these rappers or through me, even from where I'm from, that don't motivate them, telling them, like, look, bro, this is the formula. That don't motivate them. What motivates them is, oh, I know him. I know Chris. And he was just on Instagram going like this with money. And he was like, that motivates some people.
Yeah.
So in certain situations, it's like, I don't know. It's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of situation.
Raina, you holding up the money to Black China? Did it?
Black China. We can talk about her and Rob all day. We don't have time for all that.
But you holding up money to your?
Girl,
you got $1 million.
I need to get that money first, and then I'm gonna do it. I don't think that would be me.
Okay, so before we let Chris go, we have a little game for him. Since we're all talking about ballers, it's all about ballers in the house today.
Yes.
On Next, we have a little game, and this is called Who Are You Gonna Pick? This is like a baller's game. So, who's your baller? Which one are you gonna choose?
Who are you going for?
Who are you going for?
So, I have scenarios. I don't even have to look.
So, wait.
Please don't give the wrong answer.
Oh, I'm not. This is the right answer.
We'll see.
All right. So, in the case of, we have Kobe Bryant and LeBron James.
Kobe.
Thank you.
Kobe. Yes. I'm That's a Kobe I'm head. About. I don't.
Yeah.
The Kobe Bean Bryant can do no wrong.
Okay.
That
so
is absolutely correct.
All right. So we keeping Kobe. All right. Let's pull up the next picture. I have another scenario. Okay, so this is about the best dance in the touchdown. So we got Victor Cruz, who does his infamous salsa in the touchdown.
I'm going with Victor.
You're not going to go with the Odell?
I'm going Victor. I'm going Victor, man. It's just way more smooth. He's just saucy.
Gonna,
I like that.
You're not going to hit them folks and do all that in Odell Beckham?
Odell be doing a little too much for
too
me.
Too much for you.
A little bit.
A little too
just
much.
Just a
so
smidge.
I'm not going to see you do that on Ballers. No, you were going to... The Victor Cruz.
I don't know. Kasan is a little wild. I might go crazy. I might go crazy like Vic in one of these episodes, man.
Okay. So, all right. Let's pull up the next one. Okay. Oh. So this is about club. So you know, Usain Bolt was in a club in Jamaica doing his thing.
Went crazy.
Wilding out. And you know, J.R. Smith, though, he's all about the Henny.
Yeah.
So who are you going out with?
I'm going out with J.R. That's what? I'm going with J.R. Where you at, homie? Hey, J.R., I'm going to tell you like this, bro. Anytime you ready, if you'll have me, I'm there, bro. You
just
tell me. You tell me where, bro.
Seems like fun.
Hey, I'll bring the Henny. Because that's my drink of choice as well. I'll bring it.
Hey, that's cool.
Chris is going to supply the Henny.
I got you.
On the next outing with J.R. Smith. If this happens, we got to, like, you guys got to tag us in.
I know.
Oh, no, we're going to invite you. Y'all coming with us.
Oh, okay, cool.
Y'all coming with us.
We'll be there
to
witness it. All right. Pull up the next one, Steve. Okay, this is about fashion. So we got Russell Westbrook and Cam Newton.
Russ. I'm going with Russie.
You're going with Russell?
I'm going with Russie.
Okay, no Cam Newton. You don't like the pants?
Picture is bad for Cam. Yeah, it's bad for Cam. Damn, Raylan.
I mean, come on, man. Hey,
no, Cam.
They was in the same stance, so I had to get it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I do like the way Cam Newton dresses. Sometimes
Cam
I don't
have his moments. He be fresh in his own right, way. Like, but
and Russell too.
Russ just overall. I think I'm judging this. I'm a little biased because I like Russ. I like Russ' whole demeanor and attitude way more than I like Cam Newton's demeanor and attitude. Like,
you know
what I'm saying? Russ just seemed like he not for none, bro. Like, like chill out, bro. Like, forget all these cameras. Forget all this money I'm making. Chill out, bro. Like, I like that about Russ.
Okay, so we're going with Russell Westbrook.
I'm going with Russell Westbrook.
Raina, who you going with?
Okay, I love Cam. I love how he dresses, but I think I'm.
Russell on this one?
In this one, I'm going to go Russ. I think Russ's style is evolving, too. Yes. I don't think it's, like, as extra as it used to be. So I'm going to go Russ.
Okay, and then I think this is our last one. Now, I feel like I might already know. So we got Space Jam with Michael Jordan and Space Jam LeBron James. I'm seeing some looks.
So disrespectful. I feel like Stephen A. Smith. This is blasphemy.
You never know. You have to ask these questions. So I'm assuming we're going with MJ.
Yeah, man. It's Space Jam. Why would you? They're not gonna touch that movie, right? This picture's been circulating for so long. So like, right? They're not gonna mess with that. But I get it though. If anybody else is gonna do it, okay, I give it to LeBron because Kobe's not really in the acting thing like that.
No, okay.
LeBron is way more of the.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was in
Trainwreck. He did good in that.
Yeah, he did. Good.
I watched Trainwreck.
Me too.
I love those dry romantic comedy type. I love it. I'll be watching that shit.
Oh my god! So that was all of our game, and I feel like you had great answers.
Yeah.
You chose the answers that we needed you to choose.
Yeah.
But I just had to throw them in there because you know you could have been a wild card.
Yeah.
You could have been like, nah, Space Jam 2 was LeBron. Then we would have had to walk out the studio.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We could have just had to take the headphones off and just walk out.
Y'all gonna do me like that.
Well, guys, this has been our episode of BHL Next with Chris D. Lofton. I am Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren.
And I'm Raina LA. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. But before we let our guests go, I just wanted to send out our thoughts and prayers and love to Maria Menounos. Right now, you are such an inspiration for everyone here. I mean, you created AfterBuzz, the sister station of Black Hollywood Live, and we just want to send our love and our prayers to you. And Kevin, thank you so much for everything you do for us here as hosts. So we love you, and we're praying for you and
praying
your family.
Praying for you and the family, and we love you so much. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. So,
and Chris
before you go, let the people know where they can find find you on social media?
Indeed. Chris D. Lofton. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lambo Loft, L-O-F-T, Loft, Lambo Loft. Twitter, Instagram, pretty much any social media is the same thing. I keep it the same.
Okay. And remember, guys, to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. We will not have a show next Thursday, but the following Thursday, we'll have a BHL Next for you. Again, we'll see you next time. Bye. Bye. Thank you. That was so much fun.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.